Francis is doing a great job.
If we need to talk about the serious thing that we should be all scared of about this No Way Home movie, fam, I think they're going to flop for the same reason Tobey Maguire has flopped and Spider-Man 3, I believe, flopped. It's too many characters. Too many storylines, fam.
No, but then the thing is, this is the thing, though. With this third film now that Marvel's doing, mm-hmm. with Spider-Man, are they having to insanely develop characters? No, because when you get Dr. Octopus coming in, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have to give him a backstory? No, we know which universe this guy's coming from.
It's different.
There's already films to go watch if you want to get backstory on this guy. When we see fucking Electro come in, yeah? You want a backstory? You go watch Amazing Spider-Man 2. We know that they're definitely in this film. We don't know about the two other Spider-Mans, but we know that these villains are definitely in there. If people are talking about... The thing that let down Spider-Man 3 is that you had these new guys coming in. This is the first time you're ever seeing them.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a certain level of backstory.
Sandman,
Venom.
I think Goblin with Harry.
With Harry. Bro, it was too... That was definitely too much.
Do you think it's... Because this is the Goblin. So do you think they've brought the Goblin from after Harry's dad died? So it's...
They got two Goblins.
Oh, there's going to be two Goblins. In
one's going to be William DeFranco.
William Defoe. That's the dad. That's the original.
No, the other one's going to be from The Amazing Spider-Man.
Goblin. Oh,
that Goblin.
He was a terrible Goblin.
Yeah, he was dead. He was so random.
I hope they just do...
He came out of nowhere.
Defoe was the coldest.
In my opinion.
Yeah, Defoe, that's what I'm saying. I think the best villain was in Spider-Man 1, hands down.
Which one? The Tobey Maguire one?
Yeah, he was scary.
Which
fam.
One? William Defoe?
Green Goblin. Yeah, William Defoe is Green Goblin.
In my opinion.
That's fair enough.
What's it called? The best thing they could have actually done is just bring Spider-Man to the MCU.
You're sealing your trim. Is it that deep?
Who's sealing trim?
Yeah. Honestly, man's looking
you
up this.
You ceiling trim? You man are really talking.
Look at your face, Tom.
Tom, we're not limiting our face.
Yeah.
What? You mean like it's on top of my mouth? It's not on top of my mouth.
This nigga is like talking to like, yeah.
Anyway.
This is the fun part. In my opinion, it's like,
what was I going to say again?
You're saying.
You might just start talking about trim. I lost my trim.
You're saying that your trim isn't sealed.
I feel like he's the type of nigga during primary school to bite his jumper.
Apologies, sir.
Well, either way, I don't know. It was just, that was it. Because I was reading about how much the movie changed from what the writers and the directors wanted it because of the Sony interference.
True.
And I was like, this movie had so much potential.
Indeed.
If Sony actually just backed off, the second Spider-Man, because you can't really fault the first Spider-Man movie. It was all right. It was a decent Spider-Man movie.
It was okay. But they could have made some improvements to the character's storyline.
Are you done? Are you actually done? Are you actually done?
Okay, now I'm done.
Okay. But like, it was a decent Spider-Man movie. I think we can all agree on the first Amazing Spider-Man was decent. But the second one, because I've read all changes, because apparently we were meant to meet Mary Jane in that as well.
And which one?
In the second Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, I think in the comics, Gwen came before Jane.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, so we were meant to meet Mary Jane in the second Amazing Spider-Man, but the studio again said no, cut that out. They also cut out the scene with when Peter's dad comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at the end.
And again, have you watched the deleted scene for that?
I watched the deleted scene, yeah.
Again, Andrew Garfield's acting, phenomenal.
Yeah, top notch.
Like, bro, the way... One thing, Andrew.
Let's not lie, these guys are all good actors. Nah. They're all good.
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, please.
Tobey Maguire got better with time.
It was the early 2000s.
No, Tobey Maguire has just gotten better with time, in my opinion.
Fair enough.
He ended up being a better actor because he's watched a film called Brothers with him and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, is it the one where he's like bald, just messing up the kitchen?
It's so peak. Yeah, that's the one. It's because imagine his wife thought that her husband died while I was just being kept in captivity. And the people that, we're holding him, forcing him to kill this boy. He said, you kill him or we kill the both of you. And it wasn't like shoot him. It was like beat this nigga to death.
Damn.
So it was peak.
Beat him up.
But he comes back and now finds out his brother's been piping his wife.
Damn.
So he's all now. He was like, do you know what the fuck I had to do to get back to you? And you're piping my brother.
She's wrong, right?
She's wrong for doing what she did.
Yeah.
She did think he was dead.
No, but even if you think he's dead, is that right?
The brother.
The Piper family members.
Morally.
Piping your... No, she's piping her brother-in-law now.
Yeah, that's all we're going for. There are no laws against this. Is it right or wrong?
That's
right?
Mad. But
people can't look at you the same.
I see how it happened.
Yeah.
Because it's one of them grief things where... You know them grief bonds?
No, even still, I'm not backing it.
So I see how it happened, but it's still all kinds of mad. You could have piped anyone else except for this brother. And the brother's a dickhead for piping.
Would you rather have it be your brother or your worst enemy?
My worst enemy, bro. You can't pipe my brother. What's wrong with you?
Your worst enemy, because it's easy to... You already hate your worst enemy. I already hate you're just going to tag your wife along with your worst enemy. You know, box wife.
But that's betrayal, though. Betrayal when it goes to your enemy. But your brother is someone you love. Like, you can forgive your brother. But your worst enemy, for them to do that with your worst enemy, that's worse in my opinion.
That's worse in my opinion. That's betrayal. Even if she pipes your worst enemy, you still have someone to rely on, because more time when it's like brothers, like that's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, it's like, imagine, for me, if I have a girlfriend, would I rather her sleep with someone I hate or sleep with Taff? So Taff, closest friend since I was like, what? 13, 14.
Taff, man, that's
an over an estimate. I'd say 15.
No. Actually, no, we were affiliates when we were like 13, 14. Yeah. Let's say that we're affiliates. We've been close friends since like,
just being historically accurate.
I didn't remember how me and Taff met. Taff reminded me. It was over like, we were walking home because Taff's yard is on the way to mine. It was like 2 minutes.
No, I was going to my auntie's house. It was summer that day.
Either way, it was like, it was uphill. Either way, we were walking up on what's called that road, uphill, yeah?
Ashton Road, Tom.
No, it was Fitton Hill. We weren't walking on Ashton Road.
It was Ashton Road, I remember.
Was it?
It was Ashton Road. We were outside the grocery store. And,
you mean the blue shop? The one where you go to before school?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think from then on, me and Tom actually became proper friends.
This was my thought when I saw Tom. I was talking to Tom and I was like, I've never spoken to this person before. And he's black. So maybe he likes rap music. Then I said, Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole.
Yes, you said.
Yeah. I was literally like, maybe he listens to rap music. And then that's when Tom said J. Cole. I was like, fuck. just when you think he got something. I was like, I'm not speaking to this nigga again.
He's deep, like, more or less, mate for years, against someone I hate. Like, I'm not gonna lie, she has to pipe the person I hate.
Yeah.
Like, because in my opinion, that's still just a betrayal on one front.
Mm-hmm.
If she pipes someone like Taff, that's a betrayal on two fronts.
That's true.
And it's not like a light betrayal on one side. These are both heavy betrayals.
Mm.
And it's even worse because they were brothers, so they grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
They brothers are different. That's a mad bond. And you pipe his brother. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I think the impact's worse for an enemy for me. I think you're right in that there's more betrayals involved, but the impact, I think, is just worse for an enemy.
No.
That's just dead.
I think it's like, if my girl fucks up, I still have my friends. If she fucks up by fucking my friends, who the fuck will I have now?
Oh, true.
You have your worst enemy, I guess.
Nah, bro.
Mm.
I'm going to have to make friends with Taff's worst enemy then. Whatever happens, happens.
What, you're going to sleep with them?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Fair enough.
I'll just have to plot, bro, for years. I'll be plotting for years to get revenge.
Okay. I have a question for you guys.
Yep.
This is like a little bit of light banter.
Before you do that.
Huh?
Hi, guys. Welcome to Sliders Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You are joined by your host, Tom... Voice in the Streets and all that jazz. It's one of them ones.
Yeah,
and we also have...
Who's Taff, founder on the pod, aka the champion.
And...
Your boy, Wes Mo. Found him on the pod.
We just remembered to introduce you guys. So this isn't normal, I promise.
It's because we were talking before we start rolling the cameras.
Shit, what do we say? Follow the podcast on every social media platform.
Get us to 200 subs.
Get us to 300 subs.
200 subs, bro.
Please. Make it 400.
Either way.
And
oh, by the way, I've applied for my master's degree as well.
Oh, did oh okay.
I've applied. I've also applied for to do that with a year in to, with the semester abroad. So hopefully, we will manage to do Sliders Podcast in the next few years.
And Sliders Miami. It's been a while since I mentioned that. I just forget, you know.
Yeah, you know.
I think about it, but I just forget. So, but yeah, Sliders Miami.
So maybe we'll be able to do Sliders Miami in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. And if we can't, if you're in Miami, just. For the day, just be a Sliders Podcast host in it and just start recording.
Yeah, because what's it called? I'm going to try, because I do want to do my semester abroad in the States.
Uh-huh.
Because I was meant to do one like for my undergrad, but I just didn't.
What state would you go to?
Ooh.
If you could go to any state in America, where would you go?
I'm pretty sure I just want to be by a beach, so I'll probably just go to California, bro.
Oh, but the tropical storms, fam.
Thing is, the only reason I wouldn't want to go to Miami
earthquakes, yeah.
is because of... The fucking animals.
Miami?
What Miami's animals? In Florida.
Oh no, Florida, the snakes in Florida. Miami's are terrible. In Florida.
Alligators.
Oh, Miami's in Florida.
Yeah, Miami's in Florida, yeah.
Damn.
Miami's in the state, bro.
Fun fact, Florida is the place of flowers. Oh no, Florida means where it blooms in
all
Spanish.
All I'm saying is that pretty much Florida is like
the way he just looks.
Florida is
you
like,
don't know what he thinks.
But Florida is like this is like a United States version of Australia.
Really?
Big man, the way that man just have what's it called? Who's there right now? Is it Mossin or is it PJ?
That's PJ.
It. PJ. Man took a video of a fucking reptile on his fucking university campus.
Yo, man.
Nah, I'm not doing
Do you know that. What's mad? I know why Florida has its snake per pandemic. It was on Nat Geo one time and bro, it's crazy. Apparently, early 2000s, there was this massive storm that basically destroyed this building that had a bunch of snake eggs. And so when it destroyed that, all the snake eggs came out and all the snakes just escaped. And then because of how snakes reproduce, they'll have one snake can produce like 20, you get me, when they give birth. Mm-hmm. So because of that, Florida's just had a massive snake problem.
Anyway,
so on a normal day when you're walking around, fam, that's it happens. Even like, alligators too.
Big man, it's like, do you know like the,
alligators.
You know that's a really big lizard.
Alligator, the... Like these, what are they called?
Komodo dragon type man.
No, there's no Komodo dragons.
No, I'm just saying the size-wise.
They're not geckos.
They're not geckos. Geckos are small, aren't they?
What are they called now? It's the one, you know, the real Tarzan dude. He's always catching them.
I don't know.
He's just going around picking up these massive lizards. But yeah, the crocodile shouldn't be in the city, my guy.
But either way, you keep on saying it's like in Miami. I'm not going to lie. If we leave the city, we're not leaving the city, bro.
Even in the city.
It's even in the city. Yeah. But if we start going to fucking suburbs, I'm not going.
I'd go to Atlanta, I can't lie.
Atlanta, yeah, I'd go.
It's the Wakanda of America, apparently.
Okay.
It makes sense.
But anyway, you're going to ask a question.
Oh, wait, Mo, where would you go?
I'm not going to America, fam.
Anywhere, just any state.
Asking to get a shot, fam. I'm good.
What about Slade, Miami?
You're joking. I know Mo's not scared.
To hear accent. They were like, oh, they're foreigners.
Yeah, true.
They might be okay.
More time they don't give you a chance to speak, fam.
Hands up! This donut.
I'm not gonna lie.
This donut.
I'm not gonna lie. The first thing coming out of my mind if a police approach me, I'm a British citizen. I'm a British citizen.
That doesn't mean anything,
fam.
Okay,
no, please.
You're black,
please,
bro.
I'm not one of these Americans.
That's not saving you from anything.
No. Maybe they. No, I'm just saying
it's more of a political incident.
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure you can't really kill like people from abroad in America. Like not the way that you can kill American citizens. I'm pretty sure it's different. Like if you're not from there.
Yeah.
Like if you start killing, like I'm pretty cause especially the fact that the countries are very cohesive with each other. You're killing British residents in America. That's a bit mad.
Are American and British relations good?
Yeah, come on,
Minister Tom.
Sure. I'm not too. I'm more on political things, so you might have to ask more.
Are the relations good between our brothers across the pond
at the moment?
At the moment,
yeah. They're still pretty good. They're never really shit.
Yeah,
we've been friends for a while now.
Okay, cool.
Burned down the White House a while ago, but we've been moving. Yeah, I wasn't up for
had the little bottle of Boston Tea Party, man. And
that's the beauty of life in the West.
Your question.
So wait, Mo, any state? Any
your
state?
Questions, no. Bro. I need to know this question.
Oh right, I was just finishing up. You know, full circle. So no state. Are you seriously not going to America? No state you want to go to?
What about Slides, Miami?
Nah, I mean, that was a wish when I was a kid.
Are you gonna say, oh, fly to Miami then?
I'm actually going to Florida this Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I swear.
Yeah, so I guess I will be doing Slides Miami before you, man, get there.
Yeah, hey, man, carry the torch. Carry the torch. Do what you have to.
Find someone on the street to record with.
Or just walk around the streets and just promote Sliders and catch you on camera.
No, like a big Sliders banner. You know them man that flip the signs?
Yeah.
Sliders
and then point that way, like it's across the pond.
Imagine.
Yeah.
No. Hey. What's your question, boss?
Oh, yeah, just a little lighthearted question. So, if you could hogtie an animal...
This is the weirdest thought. Okay.
If you could hogtie an animal, you have some rope with you, yeah?
Yeah.
And let's say the rope is 10 meters. 10 meters of rope.
Quite lengthy.
Yeah. And you have the choice of three animals to hogtie. You just have to tie down this animal.
Are you giving us three options?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
So, one is a bull.
No, that's an L.
A bear.
No.
Fuck. This is life.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
With brass knuckles.
He has brass knuckles?
Yes.
Even if you had, you need to give him the brass knuckles. I'm not gonna lie. I'm doing the ball.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The team.
Oh, you gotta turn that on. But listen, you might not know how strong these animals
are. I'm not, though. I'm not.
Like, I bet, listen, Dwayne Rock Johnson will slap, we'll get slapped on.
Wait, what's the consequence? What's the consequence if you don't do it in a certain
also, so the reward is £1 million. And if you're successfully hogtie these things.
And if you can't, if you can't do it, then there's no negative.
If you can't do it, you're probably dead, so.
Okay, I'll do Dwayne then. Is he going to fight me?
Yes!
So he's going to fight
they're
me.
They're resisting.
Even if I'm standing there doing nothing.
They're resisting. What, you think you're going to negotiate?
No, what if I just stand there and I don't hit him?
But I'm not going
to
lie.
Or try and.
I got to do
no, I won't tie him up.
You need to hogtie. This is Squid Game, fam.
Dwayne is a human.
You take a bullet or you hogtie Dwayne to Rock Johnson. What do you want to do?
Dwayne is more like. Dwayne is more likely to stop. After beating me to a certain point, a bear will fucking kill you.
Can you kill the animals?
You can't kill a bear.
No, you just have to tie them up. You slow down before we get fucking.
Can you kill them if that makes it easy?
Animal loving people on this. On
shout out Peter, fam.
You don't have to kill anything, my guy.
I'd kill the bull and then I'd
you
do it.
You don't have to kill it.
Yes, I do. I have to kill it in order to be able to do it in the first place, fam.
But you only have rope and your wits.
Exactly. Like, I can only tie it up. By hog tie, you mean I need to tie up its hind legs and its front legs as well, right?
Yeah.
Like together, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, I need to kill it. But
how would you do it then?
Bro, how would I kill it?
With your bare hands, with rope.
How would I kill it with my bare hands?
Yeah.
I strangle it. And the rope. With the rope.
I think with animals,
you strangle a bull. You know how hard bull riding is.
Bro, do you know how strong I'm going to be when I'm running on adrenaline, fam?
Do you know how hard
bull riding is? All I know is that with adrenaline, I still use to the
bull riding.
Bull riding. Bull riding. Have you ever read a mechanical bull?
No.
That shit is difficult.
Yeah. It's
that
serious,
shit is so
bro.
Difficult.
It's
and
serious.
You can't even compare that to the strangling.
I'm not riding it though. I'm just strangling it.
You have to get on his back. You can't strangle it.
Yes, I can.
You're not strangling that for the
bro,
front.
Bro, all I need to do is outwit it. I'm smarter than a bull, fam.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's scarier because he's a human being,
nah,
fam.
Bro, you're going to fight Dwayne.
I'll fight Dwayne.
No, he'll finish.
The thing is with an animal, like a bear or a bull, yeah, you can encroach slowly, yeah, and it won't really react to you. It's not aggressive.
No, I don't know about that one. The bear will finish you and the bull fuck you up.
No, but you can creep up on an animal.
First of all, tough. A bull is not a calm animal. That's number one.
Nah, bro, but if you're...
And a bear. These men can go to 10 feet tall. Okay? These men are big, as in they will fuck up gorillas for fun.
But I feel like bears don't fight agile things like human beings, though.
Tough. You think a human can beat a bear?
Bruce Lee can beat a bear.
You're wrong.
Bruce Lee, any martial artist can beat a bear.
You're wrong.
Who else? Tough. I don't think Conor McGregor has it in him.
Tough.
But if we take the best human fighters, yeah? If we take the best human fighters,
this is so
they're
tough.
Beating bears, fam. Now, have you seen how big Anthony Joshua is, actually?
I'm not going to lie. Unless a human has a weapon, they're not beating it.
Anthony Joshua and Bruce Lee could beat a bear and a bull.
Fuck off.
Wait, together.
Actually, wait. Anthony Joshua could beat fucking The Rock. Have you seen how big Anthony Joshua is? Like, The Rock is, he's maybe 2 feet taller than The Rock. Maybe three.
Yeah, 2 feet.
2 inches.
Like, his
Not even inches, sorry.
The Rock's head is up to the bottom of his chin.
I think Joshua's a big guy.
Yeah, yeah. He'll still
lose to a bear.
He will lose to a bear.
Nah. This is why, though. Because human agility. Bears are big, lumbering beasts.
Tough. You realize a bear will catch up with you, yeah?
How much?
Like, you know, you will not
No,
be able-
I'm talking about, you don't run. You don't, you can't run.
No, so wait. Let's
you
say,
have to, you have to
if
fight
you
out.
Can't run, yeah, let's deep this. And Anthony Joshua only has his hands, right? No boxing gloves, right?
So yeah.
He just has himself.
Yeah, and the rope.
And the rope. What's he going to do to it? Is he going to punch the bear?
Yeah.
And what's that going to do to the bear?
Actually, wait, sorry.
What's that going to do to the bear?
Hard. A bear skull's hard.
What are you going to do?
I think Anthony Joshua's biggest strength will be his endurance and durability.
Durability with bear claws? So you tap?
Yes.
His
durability.
Tap.
He won't do much damage.
Tough. They are flesh and blood.
I'm saying he could choke the bear out with the rope.
Tap.
He won't punch it.
Do you know how easy it would be for a bear? Because first of all, more time, he might not even be able to get his arms around the bear's neck. That's number one. You have to be very high up.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, do you know how easy it is for a bear to fall on the back and just turn around straight away?
Oh, true.
Like, listen, this
bro,
is
the
bear.
Bull is the safest bet. I told you guys, I'm too quick with this.
Man, said a bull. Do you know how quick bulls are?
But you don't, Tom, you don't understand me. I'm a risk assessor, man. I know these animals inside and out. I tell
bull,
you, I win.
A bull's deadlier because a bear isn't known for having hard kicks. A bull, you go into tight, that back leg hits your
wrist. I'm not touching the back leg.
That's a ripple effect. Man's like,
exactly.
His body is collapsing.
You do the Mexican wave, my guy.
You're wrong.
The whole body is shaking. No, you're wrong.
I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm tying a bull up.
You're not reaching it. As soon as you go for the legs, you're getting stomped out.
I'm not going near the legs. I'm killing the bull before I tie
up. You keep saying this, but not the how. Where's the how?
So let me tell you how I'm killing the bull, yeah? So the ball's right there.
Sort out.
Yeah, cool. So he might be looking off in who knows what direction, looking at some cow, some cow, you know, some cow ass, whatever he's doing to occupy himself. I'm there looking at his. I'm identifying how I'm going to kill this guy, yeah? Cool. So what I do is, you know, I sacrifice my dignity for a little bit and I walk up and I slowly stroke his, you know, his member. Yeah?
Wait, what? Wait, the who?
Wait, let's hit a pause right there.
No, I stroke his member.
This is some bestiality.
No, it's not. Oh, it kind of is. This is survival. This is survival, bro.
It's not survival.
Oh,
it's
not survival. Listen. The opinions of Mobolaji Kuti are those of just Mobolaji.
How did Leo do it in The Reverend, fam? I saw he took down a bear. I'll do it like he did.
He had weapons. I'm pretty sure he had
weapons. Oh, he had weapons. You know what? I think I could take down. I have my chances of survival are better with The Rock. Honestly.
That's what I've been saying.
He's better with The Rock.
First of all, look. The thing is, humans prone to error. It's not like an animal instinct, I think.
Yeah.
More time, at some point, I might be able to trip this nigga up.
You're so wrong. Yeah. You guys will lose to Dwayne every time.
You're going to lose to the ball every time.
10 out of 10. Times out of 10, you lose to Dwayne.
I'm not going to lie. Mo.
And what are your probabilities against the ball?
6 out of 10, I beat the ball.
Six!
Mo, I guarantee.
Out of 10, you're dumb.
Mo, let me tell you the difference between both of us. It's less likely that Dwayne will kill us after we're done.
Mm-hmm. He has to kill you, right? That has to be the thing.
No, you have to
he said tie you up or you get shot. So even if Dwayne doesn't kill you, if you can't tie him up, you get shot.
That's better getting bowled by a bear or bull.
So you want to get shot?
I'm doing it.
So you want to get shot?
I'd rather get shot than...
Then I'll take Dwayne as well, yeah? And I'll say... I'll put my rope down and say, I'm not partaking in this ability. Then shoot me.
You're dumb. That's how you want to go out.
All I'm saying...
Swinging those... You want to get beat up before you get shot?
What if you get trampled by the ball, bro?
Exactly.
I'm not going to get trampled by the ball. I told you, man.
Mo, do you know how strong you have to be to strangle a ball?
I'm going
to
step on the ball's neck. Paralyze.
With your leg? Have you seen how skinny your legs are?
Do you know how big the ball's neck is?
Even if you jumped on its neck, Mo.
Bro, you didn't tell me whether it's an adult ball or a kid ball.
It's a fucking ball.
Well, first of all, we're not attacking children.
It's an animal, fam. Allow me.
No, we're not attacking children.
You stepping on the neck won't do nothing. You are not physically strong enough to actually strangle the ball. That's number two. Mm-hmm. I don't know about anatomy a bit.
It's not hard to strangle a ball, you know. Just get the rope around the neck and squeeze.
No, hold on. I have a question. Yeah, Mo, you're underestimating yourself. Here's why.
He's overestimating.
No. Hold on.
Underestimating.
Which football team do you hate the most?
Man City.
So Man City beats Man United 4-0, and they scored 3 goals in the first half, right? And then you go off and play league, and you lose 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
I think with enough of that, like, pent up frustration and anger, you can take down The Rock.
Oh, fuck off.
He can take down The Rock. The Rock.
All I'm saying, bro. It's more easy to force a human into making a mistake than one of these animals.
Bro, you're losing to Dwayne.
You're not. He's waiting for you with the brass knuckles, fam.
Listen,
it's one-on-one.
Even without brass knuckles, he takes you every time.
I will jump at one point. And listen, I'm a Boy Scout. I can do a knock quickly thing. No. I can just do that.
The last thing you're going to hear after Dwayne knocks you out is, it's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. You're going to get beat.
Okay, cool. The last thing you're going to hear is that bear yamming on your leg. And the last thing you're going to hear is the bear stamping on your balls.
I'll poke its eyes out.
Taff.
And we're done.
Taff, how big are your fingers to be out here doing this to bears?
Oh, sorry. I'll do the thumbs. Like, just...
How...
But the thing is, with Dwayne, he can just hold your hands like, what are you doing, fam? And just
move him. You realize just when these claws from bear will finish you?
If they get me. That's what I mean. They're tall, lumbering beasts, fam. They don't have technique.
They're not slow. These are not slow animals.
They're not slow, Taff.
But they don't have technique.
Nigga, they kill.
They don't need it though.
All I'm saying,
Bruce Lee and Anthony Joshua could take it on.
Dude, Bruce Lee and Anthony Joshua, have they ever fought a bear before?
No, but
so there's no touching his technique.
They have agility.
Taff, look at the size difference between a bear and a human.
And you're telling me that guy is fucking, he's throwing out jabs and hooks.
He's all not.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Guess what he's doing?
You're gonna fight a bear.
Guess what he's doing?
That's Hold on. Let me actually get the phone camera. I'll just let you show my...
He's making big, lumbering, slow swipes. The moves are sluggish, fam.
That's actually disgusting. I'm so sorry.
Look at the size differences. Okay, hold on. I can't zoom out.
Bro.
Bro, nigga, that nigga can hold you, bend over, and then just...
I'm not going to lie. I don't know whether people can see it on the thing.
I don't know. I hope you guys can see it. Looking at the bear.
Okay, guys. Oh, it might even be the glare, to be fair. Let me do that.
As Tom shows you...
If you guys can see it... Sorry. That is the size difference between a bear and a regular human.
Yep.
And this is what Taff wants to fight. That's number one.
Okay, I'm making good fight cases for all three of these animals, fam. Bro. But I'm saying my chances lie with doing the Rock Johnson.
That's so wrong.
No, bro. I'm sorry. You know why? Because your attacks won't get through to their thick hides. Plain and simple. Their skulls are thick.
I'm not punching a bull in the head, fam. I know I'll lose, fam. I'm not going to try and...
Even the strangulation...
More time. These bulls...
Their necks are thicker than...
These bulls are like the same size as us, fam.
That's it?
They're pretty tall.
That's calm.
These balls are very tall.
Oh, Tom, that's a JPEG image.
Oh, these are size comparisons.
Let's get a full photograph of one of these.
No full photographs. I literally just searched some size comparisons. Yeah. But balls are very tall. Like, they're not as big as moose or whatever, because their man, no one has a chance with their man. But balls are big. They are big.
And look at the horns. You're saying you're going to try and choke that out, fam. Like, you won't look like some...
First of all, No matter which one you have to do, you have, especially with you, man, the size of these man's neck, you're going to have to worry about these man struggling while you're...
Doesn't matter, unless
joint's neck's thinner than the ball.
Animals are stupid. Just you guys aren't deep enough.
The thing is, we don't have gloves. So you, man, are going to have to deal with the fucking rope burn of these animals pulling. And the fact that how strong these animals...
You think you'll be feeling rope burn when your life is on the line, fam? Adrenaline will handle that for you. You ain't going to worry about rope burn.
All I'm saying... Is that you, man? You're not beating a bull, and you'll get fucked up.
And are you beating Dwayne? Are you beating?
I'm beating Dwayne. Listen,
you're not beating Dwayne.
I'm saying one.
We will finish you in less than 5 minutes.
No.
This is no longer you with Dwayne or me with the bull.
Me with Dwayne.
Me with
you're
Dwayne.
Both confused.
Me with Dwayne.
Dwayne will finish both of you. Dwayne.
I at least have a chance of outrunning Dwayne. You ain't outrunning the bull.
I'm running. Who?
You're running.
Who are you running?
They will shoot my legs. You're running. I'm saying. Let's say to the arena. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you outrunning him?
I will run until I have the chance to trip him up. I'll do it until I have a chance to trip him.
So if you're ahead of him, how are you going to trip him up if he's behind you?
I got techniques, my guy.
You're so confused.
Wait, hold on.
Can I actually explain?
Let's be serious. As we lose brain cells, listen to how you're going to trip up someone behind you. Tell us.
Can I explain?
How does that work?
It's not about the amount of distance you have between you. That's not what I'm going to do. Mm. Like, I'll keep it a fair distance for a while, but I'll make him think I'm getting tired. So I'll start gradually slowing down.
Am I tired?
I'll be start gradually slowing down. I'll see Mazvan's about to put my hand on me. Listen, Mazvan just collapsed. Listen, Dwayne's a big guy.
Yeah.
So if he's running at full speed, it's going to take a little bit for him to stop.
Oh, he's going
to
gas out before.
Does he even need to run at you, fam? No. This guy can leisurely walk around waiting until you stop doing your nonsense. He'll walk up to you and he'll just choke you out.
Not true.
No, all I'm saying
he
is
wins that.
Hold on.
Every time.
Hold on. All I'm saying, because I'm literally equating it to what you, man, because you think if you think a bear's going to stay in the same place as you, it's not going to come for your head.
I think a bear you can sneak. Bears and bulls, animals you can sneak.
I'm just saying.
If you don't look like danger, you can sneak up on them.
Taff. I'm saying they have put us in an arena with these things.
Yeah.
Okay. The bear will come for you. Number one. I don't want to hear you can sneak. The bear is coming for you. Okay.
It's still slow.
So is Dwayne.
Thing is, I can attack. Thing is,
I just imagine the brass knuckles.
I'm not gonna lie. The only difference is that I can use fucking psychology tricks. He's open to manipulation.
Oh, stop, man.
Professor X over here.
You might love to develop special
that's
powers.
That's psychology
tricks. He's open to manipulation. I can antagonize, no, man.
I'm
make
not
him
doing
chase
all this
me.
Extra stuff
listen,
Tom's
you're
doing.
You're getting clawed up and that bull stamping on your chest.
Mo.
And thing is,
who's lost
I might survive one hit. I might survive one hit from Dwayne Johnson. Neither of you survive.
I beg you, make this a poll. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the bull, and the fucking bear, and I'm telling
all
you,
I'm
more
saying,
people are picking the ball.
No one's picking the ball. Is that I have a chance of surviving a hit, one hit from... Can you guys say you will survive at least one hit from these animals? No.
I'm saying I can. Let me just say this, though.
Okay.
As far as to address...
Wayne has a kid. He has something to live for, fam. His agenda is going to be...
So I have my future!
Fam, he'll stamp on you. You're finished.
I have my future.
Wait.
I don't even know about he has
bull,
a kid.
And the bull will stamp
I
on you.
I have a future,
and the bull will stamp
bro,
on what? You, bro. But he's not... But things, I'm not even trying to kill him. I'm just
so
trying
wait,
to...
So wait, so you're telling me who's lasted longer? Me with the bull or you guys with
Dwayne? Me with Dwayne.
Me and real. Dwayne.
No, be serious. Be serious now.
Dwayne,
we can pause the podcast and talk about this. I'm being serious.
Listen, you said there's no possible chance. I'm saying this version of me now in this universe, yeah, this is the version of me that beats Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the whole multiverse, yeah.
Oh, fuck this off! I'm dying! Listen, all this conversation, I'm dealing with fucking insolence, ignorance, and fucking stupidity. I'm tired. You skinny little twat. You think you can fucking beat a bull. And you gas out. You are not a running back. And I don't know what makes you think you can fucking sneak up with your heavy foot self. I don't know what makes
he wants to fight Dwayne just as much as you do, fam. He wants to fight Dwayne.
No, he said it bear first, so I'm still pissed off at him.
Oh, and please. Listen,
all I'm saying is that even if you think you can sneak up on a bear, first of all, as soon as that bear feels one rope around, you're going to have to pull it straight away. Then you have to deal with the strength of the bear's leg pulling forward. Do you think you can handle that?
No, you can't. That's why I moved to Dwayne.
You actually think you're strong enough to listen, Mo.
You man, look at me. You said I'm skinny just now, yeah. You man, look at me. Am I killing Dwayne?
No, but your chances.
No, it's not chances. About let's be serious. Ten times out of ten, if I face Dwayne, like you, man, I'm dead. Yeah,
you can outsmart. You can outsmart Dwayne.
I'm the only version of me that can do this.
What do you mean?
Stop it.
I can't ask.
Stop talking.
Wait, let's be serious, yeah.
No, in all honesty,
think about Dwayne. Dwayne has more fighting experience than any of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even wrestling. Fake. Take away wrestling. What?
He mentioned that he used to get into trouble when he was younger. When he was a kid, he was still 6'3". This guy was dangerous. Yeah. This guy will mash me up. 10 times out of 10, I lose to Dwayne. I cannot beat Dwayne. You lose to Dwayne.
I'm not. Listen.
You're not Dwayne. We're not Dwayne.
I'm saying
Dwayne versus Dwayne. I can't bet who's going to win.
Mo.
Are you telling me Dwayne versus you guys?
Let's say out of 250 times.
No.
I'm winning 10. Out of 250 times, you're losing all the time.
Out of 250 times, you think you're beating Dwayne 10?
You're winning 10.
I'm winning 10.
Tom, if you can hold half a second, let alone win 10 times.
I'm winning 10.
If you can hold half a second.
I'm a joke. Mo said he's beating a bull.
I'm being modest. Yeah.
The ball is still it's still extremely hard, but it's all three. It's the easiest thing.
You two are delusional. Because I'm being honest. I'm saying in the whole multiverse, I get one win.
What we're going to stop is the fact that Tav said, you'll be delusional. Because in my multiverse, I would like to. Yes, you might say no. Massey, you don't be realistic. In my multiverse, I will win.
Hold on. It sounds
a heavy contradiction.
It sounds wild, but I'm talking about infinite numbers of me.
Okay, I'll go to bed right now.
Wait. But infinite versions of me. There's only one that wins. You two talking about?
I never win. I'm telling you, I never win. In all these situations, I most likely never win.
I'm saying that I will probably have the least damage with Dwayne. That's it. I will have the least damage with Dwayne.
But you end up dead anyway.
But it'll be a quicker death.
Okay, if we're aiming for quick deaths, I'm telling you, I know I'm going to lose. I'm just saying,
try it. If you have to try and lose.
Why would you try?
Who are you trying with?
Why would you try?
All I'm saying, if you have to try, because you already said you're going to lose, which with all of them, fair enough.
Very good.
If you're going to have to try and lose, I'm picking Dwayne.
Dwayne.
All right, cool. You man pick Dwayne, I pick the ball.
You pick the ball. Let that shit stamp on your chest. We'll see what happens.
With Dwayne, it will just have to be...
You bed with a hoof-sized shape.
We'll just have to exchange blows, fam.
What blows are you exchanging?
Dwayne will be standing here. You'll be like...
This guy will not both of you.
Dwayne will be standing here. You, like a dick,
but you know what's mad? Tom said, I'm going to trip him up while I'm ahead of him.
Smart. Do it. It's called manipulation. Listen. It's called science, yeah? Let me mansplain something to you little things real quick, yeah? I bet. Man's running, yeah? I'm going to force... I've antagonized him at this point. Manipulation thing. I've watched enough Criminal Minds.
This guy's laughing at you about antagonizing him.
Listen, I'll antagonize him. I'll get him the skin. No one likes someone talking about the kids.
So you can call him a light-skinned boiled egg.
Tom, that was built up for someone else, bro. You were saving that for someone else. Like,
No.
That insult was too on deck.
Because it makes sense.
You've been training balls with Lawrence recently. So you've been saving that one for a while.
No.
But anyway, listen, either way, I start chasing him. because of momentum wise, first of all, Dwayne isn't like big enough to just trample me. So this is why he can't do it with the ball, compared to football, fall as well. If Dwayne literally gets within arm's reach of me and is literally about to catch me, and I drop like a sack of rocks.
So you're on the floor.
He's not quick enough. Because the momentum.
Your plan is to get to the floor.
I'll drop to the floor.
Have you seen the Fresh Prince episode, yeah? Where they're at the bowling rink and he's with his girl and he gets into a back and forth with this guy. The guy knocks him out. And the girl fights and kicks the guy's ass. Yeah. And then Will Smith gets up and says, yeah, I fight from the floor. That's my style, isn't it? That's how I do it. Is that your style, Tom? You fight from the ground?
No. Listen, because the goal is to hog tie them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So as soon as I drop, momentum states, he's too big and he's moving too quickly to stop before he hits me on
the
ground.
He's not the juggernaut, Tom.
Trust me.
No, but he's a big guy.
Stop just as well as you.
No, I'm not. No, that's different. Because I bet you, if me and Mo, let's say me and Mo are running the same speed, Mo will be able to stop a lot quicker than me. Mo will come to stopping speed a lot quicker than me because of the weight difference.
Mm.
And there's a massive weight difference between me and Dwayne Johnson. So it will take him quite a while to just stop. Which is why he will end up just tripping into me. That's it. I'm gonna take a blow because his feet, his shins are going.
He has to be right behind you, Tom.
As soon as you're about to grab me, I'm stopping. Listen.
So you're gonna hug his leg till he gives up?
No, big man. Listen, you said we have rope.
Yeah.
Again, I was a Boy Scout when I was younger. Man can do these two knots.
I'm tired.
You man are hating, bro. Just because you man works for scouts like me, I can survive in the wilderness and that. Listen, it is what it is.
No.
But anyway, as soon as I drop,
I've seen you cook in the house, Tom. I don't want to see you cook outside.
What do you see me cook in the house? What's that meant to mean? No, hold on. What's that meant to mean?
What's that meant to mean?
I know how few of us I cook the best, so I'm just confused.
I've seen Mo's kimchi. And that changes your perspective on life. I appreciate that.
Either way, I cook the best out of us, but either way, it is what it is. Because Taff is the same guy that didn't wash the chicken breast. Might just slapped on the tray, put it in the oven, and started to eat it like that.
That's just
like... Some people will eat chicken like that, for our viewers that do.
Eat chicken like what? Like
the way you eat it, bro. Slap on the tray, put it in the oven, carry on about your life.
It's called roast chicken.
But either way, as soon as I drop to the floor, as soon as he starts tripping, man's swinging the rope around. I do a little tie, then it is what it is. Next thing you know, man can't stand up.
And what about the greatest evolution in history?
So now I'm standing up. He's sitting down. I saw the rest of the rope in my hand.
He's sitting down. Hey, but let me ask you this:
He can't stand up with rope.
Why can't he stand up?
Because I tied his legs now.
That quickly.
You're delusional. You're delusional, Tom. You need to stop.
I'll stop doing it. Because
the one advantage we have against every other living being on this planet. Yeah, the thumb. What are his hands doing, fam?
Listen, I'm about to get into that, bruv. Because things, I'm going to swing around.
Because he has brass knuckles, by the way. So he'll punk you on the head one time while you're not in.
He can't stand up. His range of movement is limited.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, man's doing whatever. I'm running around, just hopping about with the rope. Like, he's swinging. As soon as he swings, I'm going to put the rope around one part of his body. He's then going to grab that rope.
Why will he grab it?
Because he wants to get it off him.
Okay.
Okay, he will then grab that rope. Then, as soon as he grabs that rope, I'm putting the rope on top of that arm. He's going to then try. He's gonna try and move it and put the rope on top of that arm.
No, he won't. He'll just pull you. He'll pull the rope towards him. And as you fly towards him, he will knock you out, bro. He's grabbing the rope, though. I will go so far as to say that you put Dwayne Johnson on the ground and say, you tell him he can't fight, stand up while you're fighting him. This guy will still beat every single one of us. I don't care.
I'm rugby tackling him. To get him to the ground.
You're rugby tackling Johnson?
Yeah.
And then guess what? He will just finish.
No. I have to charge. You have to charge.
Nah, Taff.
You're making it too complicated.
If you think you can rugby tackle, listen.
You think you can beat Dwayne?
You think you're going to fucking wrap this around like it's some Christmas tree?
Taff,
you're doing
Taff, okay, you know. Let's say Taff even rugby tackles him. Taff literally doesn't even know how to rugby tackle. That's number one.
First of all, I saw you just dive and hug him at the same time.
There you go. Anyway.
Wait, is there more to rugby tackling than just grabbing
if you them. If you play rugby, you're not expecting to go forward as soon as you tackle someone bigger than you.
Uh-huh. Where do you go?
Don't expect. That's the whole goal of, okay, pretty much if you tackle someone bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, I learned that my goal isn't to push them back. It's just to get them to the ground.
Okay.
So as soon as you grab one, as soon as you grab the leg, like, first of all, knees will collapse inwards. That's it. Mm-hmm. They will fall down. But you, Taff, if you work tackle, you're supposed to go forward. This brother will flatten you. For me, I played rugby for enough years. I know full well that if I tackle my man certain way, I can fall and get the I can make him fall backwards on me and get the ropes around his legs. It's that simple.
Okay. Told you losers.
That's even easier than what I was saying.
What I'll say is,
listen, my rugby tackling, man's falling back, my arms are around his legs already.
You need to stay away from this man's legs. I mean, you're operating too closely to that.
As soon as I get his legs, bro, it's mad. But no, it's not. I hate the fact that I'm hearing crazy people call me crazy. Because Mr. Bear, Mr. Bull over here, think they're fucking Superman.
I said Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I said, I lose against animals, but I win one time against The Rock. I'm being very modest and realistic with what I'm saying. You said 10 out of how many tries?
250.
250 tries, you win 10 times. In the whole multiverse, I win one time. Mo, come on, you can get behind that.
Nah, bro.
I'd have to believe the multiverse exists in the first place.
Fucking hell.
I just can't get what the man said. Realistically,
honestly, that's a very mad statement, Tuff.
Man said, you're delusional. Because in my body, I'm dead.
No, but
I'm actually dead. You... that's the best. Nah, that's a quotable seal. Mo, can you clip that, please?
I will clip
that. Oh, my Lord. But guys,
do you have anything else to talk about? Because we actually just spent my whole podcast rambling.
Yeah, we won't. No Bears, Bulls, or Dwayne The Rock Johnsons were harmed in the making of this podcast. Is there anything else? Or should we wrap this up now?
We can if you want.
Yeah, I think we should wrap this up because people are tired of listening to two delusional clowns.
Tough and more.
Okay, Tom. Bet their money on Dwayne The Rock Johnson rather than a ball.
You don't believe in us, Mo, and that's an issue. Not even once. One win on me. I get Tom saying 10 wins. That's way too much. 10 is way too much.
It is. Tom really said 4% chance.
I said
4%. Yes, I did.
No.
You lose every time.
Yes.
We all lose every time.
Either way, that's life. And Andrew Garfield is an underrated Spider-Man, in my opinion. People cuss him out too much because of the second movie. They forget about the first was actually an okay movie. And his acting skills as well. I think out of all three of them, he's the most capable actor. And I will go to... It's not like I'm ignoring the fact that Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man right now because the movie is actually really good.
When you say they're a good actor, are you judging them as actors overall in movies they've been in or just their acting in that specific
movie? I've watched movies with all of them in them. It's not like I've just watched the Spider-Mans with Tom Holland. I've watched movies. Mm. Tom Holland's a good actor as well. Andrew Garfield's a phenomenal actor. I love his movies, bro. Like, have you watched The Social Network?
Yeah.
That shit was... One man blew up, yeah? Man, listen, it was mad. And this.
But then Toby has The Great Gatsby.
He was all right. He was all right. But there was also a movie, like, I think it's just the fact that Andrew Garfield's, his performances, like, kind of tugs on your heartstrings. Like, he knows how to make you feel for his character.
Mm.
You get what I mean? He plays it really well. And so was Tobey Maguire, but back when he was filming Spider-Man, he was still growing as an actor, so it is what it is. But there was a movie with Andrew Garfield called Never Let Me Go. That shit is sad as shit, bruv. So sad. But such a good movie.
Fair.
But, oh, shit. You know, fuck it, we're 45 minutes. Do you want to just round it up to an hour?
No.
I mean, depends on what you have to say.
Actually, I was going to say, I finished that first season, that anime you told me about. You know, on Netflix, it's the one where the kids grow up in their house, but after a certain age, they shift away.
Promised Neverland.
That one.
Yeah.
Bruv, first season was mad.
Mm-hmm.
First season was fucking mad.
Yeah, I think Promised Neverland is a good analogy for how we as humans treat animals when we eat them. You know?
I don't know. It's like, that shit was just crazy, bruv.
True.
Like, and the fact that, it broke my heart, the fact that they clocked that they're going to have to leave the younger kids because they realised that they really could not save everyone.
No. There's a plan to go back to
I know, they have a plan. I haven't watched second season yet. But I'm just saying, the fact that, because if they had the choice, they would have brought the young kids with them. But they realised right now, we cannot save everyone.
Yep.
We just have to save who we can. So all the kids, I think, was under the age of, what, five or three? It was five, wasn't it?
Yeah. But yeah. I will say, Promised Neverland's ending in the manga is dreadful. So they'll change it.
Let's not get into that, boss.
No. They've changed it.
All right.
Even season two, it's different to what's going on.
But it's definitely good anime. Guys, you guys should go watch.
True. Yeah. Hunter x Hunter as well, if you haven't seen
Hunter x Hunter. I'll say it again. The Chimera Ant arc isn't the best. And I have a reason for this.
Okay.
Okay. Something that they didn't have in the... It's just something that happened in that arc that they didn't have in the thingy. In the Phantom Troop arc. It's the fact that... All right. Overall, the story is phenomenal. Yeah, it's a great storytelling. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Them filler episodes, I don't think I've ever been so annoyed at a TV show before.
Oh, then don't watch Naruto. The filler Naruto.
No, I'm gonna skip the whole fillers when I watch Naruto. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that the filler episodes, yeah, imagine they're so great, and the fact they put fillers where. I think there's certain types of shows where you shouldn't put fillers, or certain parts of storylines where you shouldn't put fillers.
Oh no, they put fillers to increase the difference between the manga and the actual anime, because anime can catch up to the manga very quickly.
I know, that's what Mo said, but it's the fact that imagine like it's like, but even though the fillers, I start to count them as part of the series.
Mm-hmm.
If you get what I mean. But even though it's like, imagine the story is all the way up here, yeah, and it's like it's just getting better and better. It's on a mad incline.
Mm.
The filler, it's not going forward anymore. Imagine it just drops straight down.
Mm. Nah, I see what
then
you mean.
It starts going back. You get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But in anime in general, Hunter x Hunter does very well in not having fillers. I think it's one of the most concise, like top shonen. Because there's some shows like fillers could be 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Like 20 episodes or fillers back to back. You get me?
Because the thing is, I realized that what's it called? I don't know. It's just a very good series in general. I actually really enjoy Hunter x Hunter.
Mm.
I like it, but hey, that's that.
It's a good start anime if you don't watch anime.
Oh, that or Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
If you might show me Attack on Titan instead of showing me Bleach first time around, I would have started watching anime.
Bleach is a top tier one as
Bleach
well.
Bleach is so shit. The pilot was terrible. The first episode was.
It's because it's old as well. Hunter x Hunter and the animation was a lot newer.
Yeah, that's because that's the 2011 version, isn't it?
Yep.
But even though the first episode you showed me was Bleach, I was just pissed off all the time. I couldn't even continue watching it. That's the reason why I kept on making fun of you, man, for watching anime for another year. Because of Bleach. Because I gave you, man, a chance. You fucked it up.
Oh, Lord.
You fucked up for you, man, still.
Who knows?
I think Bleach is shit, too.
Are you still reading Kingdom?
Yeah, it's called. Read Kingdom. It's a manga.
No.
Oh yeah, fuck the CW.
You'll grow off this. It's a face. Yeah.
Anyway, fuck the CW. They don't know how to leave a franchise alone.
None of that. To be fair, the film industry doesn't, man.
No. Thing is, I don't think so,
bro.
It depends on how much control the program creators and the writers have over it. Because more time, if it's the writer. That's the program creator and the producer of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have more control if they're just the writer, then you have the producers, then you have the program creator. It's one of them. Then you have the showrunners. It depends on the dynamics. Because more time, them man will... Let's say Peaky Blinders, for example. They always planned to just do the 6 seasons. That's it. And stop it at 6, which is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at Vampire Diaries. That shit was good for a very good while. Even though, no matter how much characters irritate us, it was a very good show for a while.
Yeah.
Until, they just kept on rinsing it.
That's the issue, man. They make a show with no direction or plan for it and say, well, I guess if people still like it, let's just keep going in it.
Facts.
And then the story deteriorates as it goes along, man. You see it with them shows like Gossip Girl, Two Broke Girls.
Gossip Girl?
Yeah, Gossip Girl deteriorates.
Did you watch Gossip Girl?
I've seen it here.
How many seasons were there?
Like 4.
There were 6.
Yeah.
Don't chat, man.
Close enough. No, I'm sorry, but it does, it deteriorates. And you know, have you seen the revamp of Gossip Girl?
Yeah. I've seen it started.
Do you know what the plot is?
I haven't watched it.
You know what the plot is? The teachers are the Gossip Girl. So they're making beef with the students here. And you've got these big grown teachers messing around with these students' lives. And that's the new Gossip Girl.
Or even Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars was shit.
Yeah, exactly. It started off good, but it did the same thing. One Tree Hill. It wasn't as mad as a dramatic drop from One Tree Hill, but you can still you cannot compare the last few seasons to the first few seasons.
It's only the black shows that actually have long running seasons that do well, like Fresh Prince,
or like Black Lightning.
That's CW. Don't do that.
That's also a black show.
I was gonna say Fresh Prince, My Wife and Kids. Yeah.
Now even that they
that's so Raven. No,
I'm not gonna lie, why were kids? Proud Family's coming back.
But they're completely different kind of shows.
Cause no, those different kind of shows. Because even my kids, they stopped that prematurely because last episode of My Wife Kids that was even made was when they found out Jay was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Like, Michael didn't even get the chance to make amends. That was a to-be-continued episode. And I'm pretty sure that shit got cancelled.
Okay.
I'm saying, they're not even the same kind of show.
And Martin, that even got a bit shaky at the end because of the fact that Tisha, like, you know, Gina didn't actually like... I think Martin Lawrence had a sexual... what was it? Sexual harassment type thing at that point as well. So that's what Tisha Lawrence like wasn't comfortable with like him. So for that, I think for the was it the last season or so? I can't remember how much time was left. But it's when they actually made them break up in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then like she didn't want to act really want to deal with him anymore. That's when people thought the show stopped as well, because she was like, nah, I ain't fucking with that guy no more.
Damn.
But it's like it's important for these band to know to let a show. That's die when it, like with Teen Wolf as well.
Teen Wolf,
okay, they did it.
It's an interesting case with Teen Wolf.
They said they wanted to do. They said they did it at the appropriate time. I think, in my opinion, they still could have done it a tad bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped. It's not like they didn't even have fun.
They didn't milk it. You know what I would have loved to see? A crossover between Teen Wolf and Vampire Diaries.
For the point of what?
No.
Because you know, there's werewolves there and Vampire Diaries.
Two different vibes, in my opinion.
No, but they can do a brief 1-2 episodes, you know.
Because if you
would that not be lit though?
Was
Teen Wolf
would that
not be lit?
You're hating on CW and you're asking for these useless crossovers. That
no, I mean, for CW Day is terrible, bro.
Was Teen Wolf
the quality is terrible?
Was that MTV?
No, I don't know. It wasn't CW. It was
okay, that makes sense. They need to leave Teen Wolf as far away from CW.
CW's issue is the diversity thing, fam. They need to stop forcing the diversity.
They prioritize social issues over the storyline.
They force social issues.
Yeah, it's one of them ones that if they can fit the social issues in while, you know, what's it called? While not deviating too much from the storyline, that's calm.
Yeah.
Like, what show did the gay character quite well?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Wasn't it? That
was yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine did perfectly.
And you know what's mad? The review was crazy too.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's top tier. And it doesn't make it about like, oh, he's gay. It's like he has his partner. His partner's there to the night. He's a human being. He's not some...
It's not like a whole hoopla that he's gay.
Yeah.
It's not even like it was... Because most times, it's not even like these men have coming out stories. It just makes it... That's the character.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gay character. He's not a character that is gay. He's a gay character.
Mm.
That's what they do. Oh, that was it. Thingy. Don't get me wrong. It's a shit show.
Please don't say Riverdale.
No, I'm not saying Riverdale. It's a shit show before I say it.
You know they're still doing Riverdale season.
I know, really? Because of course they were money.
But it's a shit show.
Only people that watch it.
Remember the first episode of Riverdale when it was a murder mystery?
Yeah.
It was my great. God, we were catfish.
Do you know that was like...
We were fools.
Because I remember at one point, it was me and Taff.
Yeah.
We both knew that the show was shit.
Yeah.
We were actually just praying that it would get better. We were watching it, praying that it would
delusional.
Get
no recovery.
Like, we knew that was so terrible.
No recovery.
Same thing that happened with Doctor Who. Oh, Doctor Who.
Oh, don't talk about Doctor Who, man. Doctor Who's a dead series. Trust me.
They finished Doctor Who. Listen, they finished Doctor Who.
It's been dead for about 25 years. So.
For a very long time.
Well, first of all, fuck both of
you. It's been dead from the start.
That's kind of, Doctor Who was a solid show.
Doctor Who should be on gold with the rest of those British TV shows like Our Father's Army, Fawlty Towers. Some others do have them. Keeping Up Appearances. Listen,
fuck.
Fools and Horses. All them old classic British films, yeah.
Doctor Who was solid.
You need to talk about Sarah Jane's Adventures. That's what you really need to talk about.
These man said, let's make it a woman. Fuck you.
Wait, whoa.
That just sounds telesexist.
No. Because there were very prominent female roles in that.
When are you going to apologize?
But they I'm never going to apologize for this one.
So what, they messed up by making a character a woman?
A character that shouldn't have been a woman.
Why should she not have been
but
a woman?
But Doctor Who can go into anybody.
And even then, it was a wrong woman. It was completely the wrong woman.
So then that's completely different.
It was a woman and it was just wrong. That's the woman.
Because it was a woman and it was just wrong.
Okay, hold on. Can I say why it was wrong changing?
Why?
Because there was always a certain dynamic they had in Doctor Who that worked because they changed everything around them, but there was always a certain dynamic.
Yeah, he had the female sidekick in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a sidekick, it was companion. No.
And Falcon wasn't the black sidekick for Captain America. And Rhodey wasn't the black sidekick for Iron Man.
Don't do that.
Fam,
don't
I'm do surprised that. Spider-Man don't have a black sidekick too.
Well, Ned is colored.
Actually, yeah.
what I'm saying.
MJ's black as well.
Because even the fact that... They always, even though they had a very different dynamic, there was always a common thing with all the with all the companions. So like, even like, I think just take David because I'm gonna, this is gonna fall on deaf ears. So Shimon was off the heat, just listen. With Rose, he fell in love. All right, fair enough. With Martha, it's one of them ones, man was brokenhearted. He wasn't trying to hear, but Martha was just pining after him all the time. Then we saw, what's it called? Him and Donna. And it was a thing of, he really just had a best friend with him. It wasn't any romantic thing at all. Even when it brought up, the way she, even when there was a mistake, like she roasted him for like, what the fuck do you mean you need a mate?
But can you not do that, have that same companionship with the female Doctor Who?
Are you saying Doctor Who can only be a straight white male and that's the right way to tell a story?
Yeah, no, that's what it sounds like.
No.
If Doctor Who was black, would you have an issue? If it was a black man, it sounds like it, Tom.
It does sound like it, yeah.
You're saying keep Doctor Who white, it's right. You don't want any Doctor Who fans.
I think even if you switch it to a black male, it still wouldn't change the dynamics.
Because it's a man. Yeah. No, so your issue is to do with gender, not racism.
No, because there are time lords in that. There was a time in that that was a man became a woman, and I had no qualms with it.
Yeah, because they're not the main character.
No, but even though it was okay, because it was accommodated for that character. Because listen, we even thought they set a good standard with the black people when they brought Martha in, the second black companion. I swear to God, I wish he was never in the show. Mm-hmm. I wish he was never.
But wait, let's go back to the point about it being a woman, though.
Yeah, what's wrong about being a woman?
The dynamic changes.
You can have companionship as well.
The main character can be a woman.
I think it was the dynamics and the character of the Doctor in itself. Because first of all, this isn't the only issue that I had with the new Doctor Who, by the way.
Mm.
It's not even the biggest issue I have with the new Doctor Who.
I mean, you're very passionate to mention that they went wrong in a woman.
Because
you mentioned other women, the other issues.
Because if I get into the other issues, there's no...
Oh, it's technical.
It's one of them ones that there's no point of talking about with you, man.
Oh, so you went to the easy one, which was...
Yeah.
Because I can talk about with you, man. Yeah. But if
first
I start going
to... we can't talk about hating women.
Yeah, you can't talk about
women. I don't hate women. I don't hate women. But it's not... It's just... I don't know. It's something about the main character. Because if I start talking about it, you, man, will just look at me like I'm mad if I'm talking about the other issues with the show. Because it just wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But at least this I can actually just introduce into actual conversation. If you get what I mean.
Okay.
So this is even the biggest issue I have with my show. The biggest issue I have with the show right now is the writing. Because I can't, this show that I watched for like 11 plus years, I can't watch it anymore.
Ish. Ah, chief.
I watched actually for 11 plus years. I can't watch
it. You can't get that time back, you know.
Facts. I can't watch it anymore. This is like the Riverdale commitment on a different level. 11 plus years. I watched it every Sunday, and especially the Christmas specials. And they just finished, even when it started to, because the thing is, again, let me save myself by saying this, it didn't start to decline when it became a woman.
Doctor Who.
It started to decline when they changed it to an old man. They changed it to, an older white man. And so it wasn't even like a woman.
I mean, I don't know why, he's always been white.
No, but it was like, I'm just saying, the only thing that changed was the fact, it's when you start changing who the character is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that, okay, first of all, this is the older white man, Peter Capaldi.
That's so did you prefer him or
no,
the woman?
No, this is when it started to decline.
So who's worse, Tim or the woman?
I said the woman because of the writing.
Tom is on to her, fam.
I said the woman because the writing.
Tom is on to
her. I'm trying to save this guy.
I'm not going to lie.
There ain't no saving these guys, because You can't save a sexist.
Even with this, you can actually see the point where it got shit. It's actually the point where in between when they changed companions,
mm-hmm.
the whole vibe of the show has shifted with the woman.
Okay,
shit seems like some CBB type.
No, Tom. It's the fact that it changed, so it's not necessarily that it's a woman. You just didn't like the change.
That character shouldn't be a woman.
There's no saving a sexist.
You're saying Doctor Who shouldn't be.
There's no saving a sexist.
Because
Tom done himself.
I'm gonna
finish yourself.
He's done himself.
I'm sticking to that story.
Shouldn't be a woman.
She shouldn't be a woman. Because let me tell you. Because it's not.
No, I want to stop the pod. Yeah, but I want you to finish. You can bury yourself.
I'm gonna finish. Listen, I will happily take whatever backlash I have for this. I will sit with this.
This is the clip.
But okay,
that character shouldn't be a woman.
She shouldn't be a woman. Like, because how do I even describe this? Okay, imagine they were gonna change James Bond.
James Bond is a man.
Actually, no, they're changing it to a black woman. So that's both of you. The self-hatred and the sexist.
They need to make it. In my opinion, if they made a separate story, because not like I'd even want a female lead. Like Sarah Jane Adventures, bang, it banged. It wasn't Tamlo, but it banged as a show. The female lead, the lead in charge of handling this thing, it banged. But I think if you're going to change the dynamics of the show and you want to bank, you have to do it in such a specific way to make sure it's okay.
Bro.
They got it all wrong.
Yeah, but they got it wrong. But are you saying that they got it wrong so bad that you believe no woman can ever be Doctor Who? Or are you saying a woman should never be Doctor Who in the first place? Are you saying if in, okay, in capable hands, it
with,
could do more?
With the current writers, a woman should never be Doctor Who.
Okay, so you're saying with capable writers...
What changes did they make because it was a woman?
I don't even know how to explain it, but it...
Once you told me, you just sound, you sound terrible.
It got so bad. Every part, sounds that, wild. Every part of that show got bad. Like, you would need...
So you're saying from the introduction of a woman, the show went downhill
massively? No, it wasn't from the introduction of a woman.
But it increased exponentially when the woman was appointed? You tell me, Tom. I haven't watched the show.
Let's move off this, Tommy man. Anyone that watches Doctor Who...
Did it
decrease
expression? When will he stop?
Yeah. I didn't say not because it was a woman, because it wasn't, because again, it's not so, again, in my opinion, the whole reason for the decline of the show was the writing, which started before the woman was introduced. But the way they handled the woman, which is very few people would know how to handle that. In my opinion, to handle the change of the dynamics from the main leading man, from a show that's been going on since the 60s, from being a leading man.
The show is tired,
bro.
Is the author still alive?
There was like 20 or 30 years gaps when they did the show.
Is the author still alive?
The original writer? No, I don't think so. But it's like, there was the 30-year gap where they didn't actually run the show, by the way, just letting you know. But anyway, like it would have to be such meticulous and such perfect writing to execute it properly.
It's not that deep. It's just deep. Doctor Who.
No, it's that deep. It's actually, imagine they made, okay, what?
I wouldn't even say meticulous writing. I'll just say it needs decent writing.
Would Naruto work if she was a girl?
Yeah.
Was it actually work?
Yeah.
Tom, is that what you just tried to do?
I'm trying to find an equivalent for you, man.
Tom, something that gender doesn't affect a character story that deep.
But here's the difference between Naruto and Doctor Who, yeah? Naruto is just a guy. Like, Naruto is actually a guy. But Doctor Who has a titular character, yeah?
That
Doctor,
changes gender.
Doctor is not particularly male or female. It can be either.
Yeah.
So Doctor Who is just a title.
It's never been a
You can never make James Bond. No, no. You're never going to make a Julie Bond. But 007 is a title that doesn't belong to just a male. Okay, that can be given to anyone. Enough.
But all I'm saying is the fact that...
Sorry, Tom.
All I'm saying, because... Master
Naruto.
Again, sorry. This is a character.
Look this nigga up.
This is meant to be the same person... in a different body.
Yeah.
That's all it's meant to be.
So if he wants to go into a woman's body, he can.
Yeah, honestly,
but we do it in real life.
Why are you arguing about this in a fictional story?
You know, he's got you there, Tom.
Are we going to leave that in?
We're leaving that in.
Okay, wait, cool. Is that not anti-trans? Because I said we'd do it in real life, and then you want to cut out what I said.
No, I'm just not sure.
We should be cutting out what you said.
And no, you can leave everything I've said. You can actually leave everything.
So me defending that people change genders in real life happens.
No, because you're equating someone's life change to something very trivial.
But for you, it's deeper.
No, it's deeper for you. You're equating like something that's a real issue for people with something very trivial.
I don't think people wanting to change genders is an issue, Tom. No, we need to stop this guy before he goes any further.
No, I'm saying it's something they have to deal with because they have to do a lot of backlash. They have to do a lot of stuff when it comes to transitioning from either male to female or female to male.
I'm just saying that's a serious issue
and you're equivalent it to something very trivial.
Okay, if I can just calm the pod a bit more. And I hate to be the voice of reason. I'm the wild card here.
But either way, we're gonna.
What Tap was trying to say was essentially that people change their gender in real life. So then there should be no problem if
you've made the essence of a character so masculine and you now want to change to a feminine. It doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? It can happen.
What is the essence of a character?
It can happen though.
She
can be a tomboy or she can just be a masculine female. We'll have the same personality.
But I think it never should be a woman.
Because when Mo asked me,
so you're saying it should never be a woman? I said the writing has to be incredibly meticulous in order to change it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. I didn't say it couldn't be done. Because first of all, they casted it wrong completely. The writing is fucking dog shit.
Is she still a woman, by the way?
Doctor Who is still the same actor as far as I think. I think I saw an ad, still the same woman.
I'm glad to hear that.
Tom, you're terrible.
Even outside the show, like, she's actually a good actor, but just that show finished her, bro. All right. Fucking hell.
Oh my lord.
I don't care, bro.
I apologize for anyone offended.
I'm not apologizing for shit. Shout out. I'm not apologizing for shit.
I think
if people think this is something I'll even backtrack on, I won't do it.
Okay.
If they made a TV show about a time that's a woman that was good, I'd watch it.
We're preparing Tom's black and white filter.
I'd watch it. Apology. You're preparing. No, I listen. If everyone knows, I will die on this hill. No one. If you want to come argue about me with Doctor Who, message me. I will happily argue with Doctor Who about you. But more time, I'm pretty sure none of my viewers even watched the show. So it doesn't even matter.
Wait, she's left the show.
Has she left the show?
Jodie, yeah. After 3 seasons, she's leaving the show.
Damn.
Actually, I might start watching it because it said the original showrunner and the original writer's coming back as well.
I didn't even want to say you'll return when they changed the gender. You did it yourself.
Oh, no. They said the original showrunner's apparently coming back. Because I didn't even stop watching it when it became a woman.
Wait till Tom finds out that the new Iron Man's a woman.
I stopped watching it.
This guy's going to lose it.
I stopped watching it in the last season right before it became a woman. Then I tried catching up. I just ended up watching a recap of the last season before it became a woman. Mm-hmm. Before the character became a woman. I didn't want to finish the last, because that was just dog shit as well. I'm not going to lie, my sister, someone tried asking me, is it because the companion is black? I'm like, no, the Martha season was fine. This season, that companion was dog shit. Doesn't matter because she's black. She's just a shit character. And again, the writers just fucked up. They had a chance to do something good.
Yeah, but
they could have changed it to a woman and done something good.
But you know what?
The writers fucked it up.
Marvel's having a similar issue with other people like you, Tom. I think, Mo, you might have noticed it as well.
What?
There's been a lot of complaints at the diversity Marvel's showing recently with the new characters that are coming out.
Like who?
So, for example, you have Ms. Marvel. It's going to be
an
Arabic woman.
She's Muslim, yeah.
She-Hulk will be really? A woman. Yeah.
Wait, Miss. Okay, cool.
Miss
Marvel. Then you have the cast.
Like you had some.
No. Sorry, I forgot who Miss Marvel was. I was thinking of Captain Marvel. So.
Yeah, it's not like you about to say.
I was like,
there's going to be a lot of strong female leads. Marvel's future.
I don't have a problem with a female lead.
Okay, but wait, and then in Eternals, there was a lot of diversity in Eternals. Okay. So, basically, a lot of people were just very upset at the change, because when you look at it, for some people, the Avengers. Well, I didn't deep this year. But the Avengers were literally a cast of just white guys.
Yeah.
Just plus, white guys.
Plus Black Widow. Mm-hmm. That's it.
One white woman. Four powerful white men. One white woman on the side.
And so what, they're bothered now. People have a problem.
No. People are bothered that diversity is coming in.
But why? Yeah. What's the...
The people that want to keep it white and right,
but
they're the ones that are having issues.
If it's done well, I'll have no problem.
So when they saw Eternals had an Asian woman as the lead, and then like it was just hella diverse, they weren't having it like that.
I don't know.
Pretty sure it's a minority.
All I'm saying, in Doctor Who, the last old white man they had was the first one. Okay? After that, the next old white man they had was the last male one. First one was decent, last one wasn't. And you can ask anyone about it. It wasn't. That was during the period where we were just watching it, just hoping it would get better. The old white man was the period where we were watching it, praying it would get better.
And as soon as they changed it to a woman, that's when you gave up.
All I'm saying, for years we had consistency with the character. The character had a certain type. It was consistency.
You sound like the man that...
It sounds bad.
You are basically British racism summarized. It's very covert.
No.
James Bond has been consistent in his appearance.
No, it's just a character type.
We don't want to ruin that.
It was simply we had a consistent character type. They changed it with
white man. He has been a white man. We don't want to veer from that.
They changed it with the old man.
Yeah.
Because last time we had an old man was very long time.
Still a white man.
They changed it with an old man, and I didn't say this guy was good.
Mm-hmm.
I never said this old white man was good.
We still tried to watch it.
It was a fucking issue.
Because
the writing hadn't got that bad. Exactly. Thing is, you know, the main reason was
that they made a woman.
They made a woman and this guy scattered.
I can deal with the bad writing, but you went too far.
You
took the business
time. Do you know what put the final nail in the coffin?
The woman. You told us.
No. If you watched the first episode of Jodie Foster's, was it Forrester or Foster's?
Jodie Whittaker.
Jodie Whittaker.
Doesn't remember her name. I was thinking
of a different actor, my bad. But if you've watched the first episode, there's a death at the end. First episode, the drive was abysmal. There's a death at the end where I was like, all right, cool. That's it. That was it. There was a death at the end of the episode. I was like, I'm done. I'm done with that show. So it wasn't even like, if that death didn't happen, I might have even tried watching on. But that death was the final nail in the coffin. I was like, I'm done.
First it was companionship, then it was writing.
So much. And the
now it's the death.
Listen, I could go on another rampage about the companions. Because the companions, is, I think it's an Indian.
Was the companion black?
It's an Indian
no,
woman.
She's
yeah.
As long as it's an
no,
ethnic
no,
minority.
She, no, she's
it's an Indian woman.
No, she's
yeah.
Is she Indian or Pakistani? I wasn't too sure. Ooh. I wasn't too sure about which country she's from, so I didn't want to
Her name is Mandeep Gill. Sorry about
I don't
that.
Want to just say it out.
She's but then here's the thing.
It was an Asian girl, a black boy, and an old white man.
Oh, okay.
So again, the dynamics completely shifts. Yeah, man has three companions now.
What, three?
Three shit companions, but yeah, three companions.
That's a team, innit?
I just
Indian.
She's Indian?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That's the thing about this generation, though. I can see that's them forcing Doctor Who to be just different races in general, where it's like, okay, we've had an Asian Doctor Who, let's have a black Doctor Who.
Either way, Doctor Who's shit, man. Throw the whole show away, man. Let's be serious.
It's too much.
Doctor Who's for those weirdos. No. No quantum. No offense.
Doctor Who's just old, fam.
Shit.
It's just EastEnders, but with wizardry.
Trust me.
EastEnders. Trust me.
Everything there is science, but myself, wizardry.
Nah, he's right, man.
It's wizardry, fam.
Time Lord Science, my guy. That's a good show as well. You might have never watched Doctor Who.
I've seen Sarah Jane's Adventure, and it slapped when I was a kid, but then I grew
Doctor,
up.
Have you watched Doctor Who?
I've seen clips.
Okay,
actually, I know you would have, man. I've seen the people that liked Doctor Who when
Listen,
I was a kid.
Now we have the biggest hypocrites in the room. You know what these man's biggest defense was when I used to say anime was shit? Have you seen it?
But I've seen it. I've seen clips.
I had Doctor Who posters.
I saw clips of anime back when
okay,
I was
okay. Well, if I want to start watching Doctor Who now, I need to go back to the 1960s.
No, you don't. Actually need to go back to 2005, not 1960.
Why?
Because that's when the new series started. Pretty much they stopped, I think they stopped around 1970.
So it's not at all related to the old one?
No, it is. But they just stopped, producción in 1970.
But if it's related,
they
that
had
means
a movie
they
in
the
1990s, and you can get by without it, to be fair.
So you can get by without it? No, I can't just leave it. I need to go back to start.
But either way,
that's long.
Because that's a lot if you want to get back. And you might not even be able to find some of the episodes, just to let you know.
Yeah, no, I went on Wikipedia. For some reason, it said that 91 of the episodes are missing.
Exactly. So it's one of them ones that, They stopped.
They had a cloud back in the 90s.
No, I think it's all the ones where they're a woman. Someone was going around burning all the tapes.
Yeah, Tom.
Either way, a woman can be a Time Lord, but they just can't be the Doctor.
Tom!
So what you're saying is
going
that,
back.
Are you saying that they,
you're
the women
joking,
can be
you're joking.
Time Lords, they can't be doctors?
They can't
they
be
can
the
be
main
nurses.
Character.
Can they be nurses, Tom?
You're violating.
Is that what you're trying to say?
You're violating.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Don't do that.
Is that what you're
oh no,
to say?
He's not an actual doctor.
Oh, I didn't know that, fam. He's a fucking wizard guy.
No. Pretty much after they leave the Time Lord Academy, everyone like you choose a title to be called by because on their planet the power in these people's names is mad. So okay. After a certain age, you actually can't be called by your actual name, because at one point the doctor's actual name had the power to bring back a whole race. So it's one of them was that there's the power in these man's name is mad. So
that sounds lit, you know.
So what's
and
it
you're
called?
Telling me this isn't
wizardry. I should watch Doctor Who, you know.
No, so like what's it called? So the doctor, because these man like imagine again the Time Lords, these man are just meant to oversee the whole universe. That was the
And these niggas go to school.
That was they went to an academy, yes. An academy.
The whole Time Lords going to school. What are they learning in school?
Went to academy, because imagine just
what's
be
the
raised.
Module saying? I just wanna know.
But either way, it's one of them was that there's so much power in the name. So he's not an actual doctor. And yeah. What's it called? The title you choose kind of holds weight to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or type of person you want to be. Sorry. So aside from your own personal prerogatives and all your own personal characteristics, the doctor wanted to do good. They wanted to heal.
Wait, if these guys can't intervene, what the hell is this doctor doing?
There was an issue. Okay, now we're getting to the storyline. Because they were attacked by a race called the Daleks, which started the Time War. Mm-hmm. And thing is, this Time War, the doctor pretty much had to decide, I can either let this war go on, and this war will rampage throughout the whole universe. Because the enemies, you can't reason with these men. It's them or die.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, and these men got mad powerful. And it got so, this Time War got so big that even all other type of races and whole plans were getting massacred.
Damn.
So pretty much, it's one of them ones. The doctor said, I can put these men away in a little pocket of space, put a time lock on that so no one can ever enter it. Or, and this pretty much, that means he's dooming his whole planet to die. Because that was the main battleground for the, which is like billions of people. 200 or something billion people in this planet. So he can either put that in a little pocket space, lock it to let everyone burn and die, or his whole family, including his own wife and kids, or their own wife and kids.
Then why does he get to escape and live a happy life?
Because he, you can't, I'm pretty sure you couldn't lock it from the inside. Pretty much he just said, I could either do this or
So my man's just chilling.
So my man had to
get in a different girlfriend every now and then.
My man had to condemn his whole family and his whole race to just in a time
lie, bro.
To ravage on.
You have to
because apparently the way that war turned this planet into a living hell.
You know what, yeah.
So all I'm saying is you can't be doing enjoyment if you've locked up your family on the other side.
Yeah, all I'll say is Riverdale sounds better than Doctor Who. Anyway, this has been Sliders Podcast.
I'll punch you right now.
I mean, that's a good segue to end this episode.
Well, first of all, Taff, I'm not taking Taff's opinion into consideration, considering the fact that he said, realistically, in my multiverse.
You said gods go to the academies, and I still
don't
know what
they're not gods, they're Time Lords.
You said his name can bring back an entire civilization, and he went to an academy.
Because the civilization wasn't dead.
I'm not trusting no all-powerful beings that still have to listen to lecturers, fam.
But that was when they were kids.
I'm with Taff.
That was kids. Because what's called to do what they have to do, they have to make sure they do it properly. They have to learn the laws of their people. Because it's just a regular race. But these men just, big man, you don't want to fuck with them because they're the smartest people in the whole universe. It got to that point where they found, if you watch the original series, they found a way to actually unlock eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They've put a cap on it, so you only have 12 lives. In my opinion, they should have stopped at the 12th, but they carried on.
It was because the 13th was the female one.
No. No, he wasn't even 13.
I know.
What's it called? No, technically there was 13 doctors before the old man came. In my opinion, they should have stopped at the doctor before the old man. But hey, I really spent half an hour talking about Doctor Who, bruv. I never thought I'd actually do that on the podcast.
Neither did I, man. I would rather watch Riverdale episode, but
and yeah. I even broke my own rule about talking about anime on the podcast as well. But
yeah. Yeah. We move.
Anyway,
Riverdale is up to you guys. You tell us. This has been Sliders Pod. I've been your host Mo.
Obviously done.
And I've been joined today by
who's Taff? You found on the pod, aka the champion.
Your boy Tom, voiceless reasons. It's one of them ones. Taff and Mo are dickheads and that.
Aka the lumberjack.
Answer, because realistically, in my multiverse and that. Come on. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Talk to them.
Like the page on Facebook.
Yo, tell these niggas.
Follow us on all streaming platforms except for SoundCloud. Because to be honest, if you're watching this, more likely you're above the age of 17.
Oh God.
So realistically, you shouldn't. I'm not gonna lie. You shouldn't be using SoundCloud if you're that age. Or that shouldn't be your mainstream platform. So do better.
Well, we're not stream shaming people. Yes, we are. I think you've done enough to just don't shame multiple groups of people in one episode.
I'll do it. But either way, I was right. Like no.